Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the dear family in the room, for those that are listening on the phone, Sabbath blessing, and for those that will be listening in the radio on the recording on a later date, we want to welcome each and every one of you on this blessed Sabbath, July 25th, 2015. This is lesson 137, entitled, The Sabbath. This is a new chapter, chapter 29. Our opening song is titled, The Sabbath. It's based on Exodus 20, verse 8. Sabbath day, O rest and cheer, day divine to me so dear. Come, O come to old and young, gathering for prayer and song. Now the week of toil is o'er, and in peace we sit once more at our Father's ampler board, listening to His gracious words. Lord our God, we see Thy face, bless us with Thy saving grace. May Thy heralds everywhere clear gospel truth declare. Let Thy mighty work sway over men on earth today. Our poor souls, good shepherds feed, into pastures green us lead. May our God the day be near when we pass from trials here into Thy eternal rest in the mansions of the blessed. May, O Lord, the day be near when we pass from trials here into Thy eternal rest in the mansions of the blessed.
Our Father, I thank You for this year to have this for us today. I thank You for my spirit to make us at this morning have no said. I pray that we can be able to understand from the scriptures today. Protect us from the good, protect us from the things you see and do. Forgive us all for our sins, our iniquities, and our Christ-like spirits. Watch over us wherever we go, and will us be able to be guarded from all the temptations the devil will use against us. Protect our land and the other parts of the world. I pray that we will be able to help this sinful world change from its evil ways and may not be able to fall into a grave judgment. Let us be able to show that compassion and mercy, and be shown each other love and diligence and obedience and reverence and let's be able to be faithful to You throughout all the days of our lives. This is my prayer and question for You. Amen.
Amen. The opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 11, from the King James Version, and it reads, "For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it." This week, boys and girls, we will begin a new chapter in our lesson entitled The Sabbath of our study book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, blah, blah, blah.
Job chapter 38, verse 7. When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy.
Genesis, have a blessing, everyone. Genesis 1:31. And God saw everything that He had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Genesis 2:3. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified, because that is it that He had rested from all His work, which God created and made.
Psalms 111:4. He hath made His wonderful work to be remembered in. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. Romans 1:20. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, but understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Amen.
John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Romans 1:20. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they were without excuse.
John 1:2. The same was in the beginning with God. John 1:3. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Isaiah 40:18-29. To whom then will ye liken God, or what likeness will ye compare unto him? The workman melteth a graven image, and the goldsmith spreadeth it over with gold, and casteth silver chains. He that is so impoverished that he hath no oblation chooseth a tree that will not rot. He seeketh unto him a cunning workman to prepare a graven image that shall not be moved. Have ye not known? Have ye not heard? Hath it not been told you from the beginning? Have ye not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in, that bringeth the princes to nothing. He maketh the judges of the earth as vanity. Yea, they shall not be planted. Yea, they shall not be sown. Yea, their stock shall not take root in the earth. And he shall also blow upon them, and they shall wither, and the whirlwind shall take them away as stubble. To whom then will ye liken me, or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high, and behold who hath created these things, that bringeth out their host by number. He called them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, not one faileth. Why sayest that, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel? My way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? That the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, faineth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increaseth strength. Amen.
2 Corinthians 4:6. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, had shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
Psalms 92:4. For though Lord hath made me glad, through thy work I will triumph in the works of thy hand. Psalms 92:5. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will hold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Amen.
Isaiah 45:22. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else.
Ezekiel 20:20. And hallow my Sabbath, and they shall be a sign between me and you, that ye may know that I am Lord your God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So, dear ones, we will cover today pages 281 through 282. Welcome to all the dear brethren that are joining us at this moment. We are in Desire of Ages, page 281, if any one of the dear family would like to take the next paragraph. Babola.
Desire of Ages, page 281. Desire was hallowed at the creation.
as ordained for man at his origin when the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Job 38:7. Peace brooded over the world. For the earth is the harmony with heaven, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And he rested in the joy of his complete work. Genesis 1:31, the Sabbath ages 281, paragraph 1. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 281. Because he had rested upon the Sabbath, God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, set it apart to a holy use. He gave it to Adam as a day of rest. It was a memorial of the work of creation, and thus a sign of God's power and his love. The scripture says, he hath made his wonderful works to be remembered. The things that are made declare the invisible things of him from the creation of the world. Even his eternal power and Godhead, Genesis 2:3, Psalm 111:4, Romans 1:20, Desire of Ages, page 281, paragraph 2.
Desire of Ages, page 281. All things were created by the Son of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. All things were made by him, and without him was anything made that was made. John 1:1-3. And since the Sabbath is a memorial of the work of creation, it is a token of the love and power of Christ. Desire of Ages, page 283, paragraph 281, sorry, paragraph 3.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. When was the Sabbath hallowed? And why did God bless the seventh day and sanctify it? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
Is at the creation, and because he had rested upon the Sabbath, setting it apart to a holy use.
Amen. Question, boys and girls. By whom were all things created, and what is the Sabbath a memorial of as concerning the work of creation? If you know the answer to this one, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is the Son of God, all things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. And it was a token of the love and power of Christ.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's learn a beautiful scripture song together, dear ones, from the book of John. Chapter 1, verses 1 through 5 and 9 through 11.
The life which brought to every man.
And brings us into communion with this Creator. In the song of the bird, and the sigh of the trees, and the music of the sea, we still may hear His voice who talked with Adam and Eve in the cool of the day. And as we behold His power in nature, we find comfort for the Word that created all things. It's that which speaks life to the soul. He who commanded the light to shine out of the darkness has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 4:6, Isaiah 2:81, paragraph 4.
Isaiah Ages, page 281. It was this thought that awoke the song, "Thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the hands, in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep." Psalm 92:4-5, Sirages, page 282, paragraph 1. And the Holy Spirit, through the prophet Isaiah, declares, "To whom will ye liken God, or what likeness will ye compare unto him?"
Question, boys and girls. Good job, everyone. What does the Sabbath call our thoughts to? And as we behold His power in nature, what can we find? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is nature brings us into communion with the Creator. In the song of the bird, the sighting of the trees, and the music of the sea, we still may hear His voice who talked with Him, Adam and Eve, in the cool of the day, and comfort for the Word that created all things in that which speak life to the soul.
Desire of Ages, page 281. Have ye not known, have ye not heard? Had it not been told you from the beginning? Have ye not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is He that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are the grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in.
To whom then will ye liken me, or shall I be equal, said the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high, and behold who created these things, and bring out the host by number. He called them all by name, by greatness of His might, for that He is strong in power. He is strong in power, not one faileth. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, "My way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God"? Amen. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord of the creation of the ends of the earth, faileth not, neither is weary? Amen. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might. He increased strength. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will hold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 282. This is the message written in nature, which the Sabbath is appointed to keep in memory. When the Lord bade Israel hallow his Sabbath, he said, "They shall be a sign between me and you, that you may know that I am Jehovah your God." Isaiah chapter 40, verse 18 through 29, chapter 41, verse 10, chapter 45, verse 22, "And hallow my Sabbaths, and they shall be a sign between me and you, that ye may know that I am the Lord your God." Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 20, Desire of Ages, page 282, I think that's paragraph 3, and it says on the side, from even unto even ye shall celebrate my Sabbath. That's Levi chapter 23, verse 32, and it says, "The Sabbath, they shall be a sign between me and you, that you may know that I am Jehovah your God." Amen.
Amen. And the one where it says evening to evening, that was Leviticus 23. Question, boys and girls, what does our Creator give to the faint and those without might? And what are his promises to us all? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, babala.
The answer is, he giveth power to the faint and to them that have no might and increased strength. And fear those not, for I am with thee, and not dismay, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee the right hand of my righteousness.
Question, boys and girls. Well done, everyone. What did the Lord say to Israel when he bade them to hallow his Sabbaths? What is the message written in nature which the Sabbath was appointed by the Lord to teach us? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, babalah.
He said that they shall be a sign between me and you, that ye may know that I am Jehovah your God. And to keep in memory, look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else.
Amen. So let's learn our last scripture song together, dear ones, from the book of Isaiah. And if any one of the dear brethren would like to share this scripture song with the room and those listening, bubble up.
Isaiah 41:10.
Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Isaiah 41:10.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So, dear ones, we have come to the end of the first section of our Children's Sabbath School lesson, and this is the second section. So we will ask all the little ones to gather very close to the mic, for our dear brother will share the section of the story time. This section of our study was inspired by the Lord for all his precious little jewels. Our book selection is entitled Sons and Daughters of God.
Good morning, boys and girls. It's story time. And showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. That's the verse in Exodus 20, verse 6. It's a good one to remember. The 10 holy precepts, that is the 10 commandments, spoken by Christ upon Sinai's Mount, were the revelation of the character of God. That is a description of his character, and made known to the world the fact that he had jurisdiction or control over the whole human heritage or human family. The law of 10 precepts of the greatest love that can be presented to man is the voice of God from heaven speaking to the soul in promise, this do, and you will not come under the dominion and control of Satan. There is nothing, there is not a negative in the law, although it may appear that thus, it is do and live. I wonder if in some other language the commandments don't all start out saying, thou shalt not. I've got to learn more languages, that's all there is to it. The Lord has given His holy commandments to be the wall of protection around His created beings. Everything that God could do, He has done to manifest or show His great love and mercy to you. He so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Boys and girls, that's a good verse to memorize. That's John 3:16. Then rest in the assurance of the love of God. Not because we first loved Him did God love us, but while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, making full and abundant provision for our redemption. That is, He paid the price for our freedom from sin. Although by our disobedience we have merited God's displeasure and condemnation, or we deserve God's unhappiness and condemnation. He says, shame on you for disobeying the commandments. Yet He has not forsaken us, leaving us to grapple with the power of the enemy in our own finite strength. God does not leave us to fight the devil alone. Heavenly angels fight our battles for us, and cooperating with them, we may be victorious over the powers of evil. That means that by God's grace, we will win the fight with the devil. As we draw nigh or near to Him by faith, He draws nigh or comes near to us, adopting us into His family and making us His sons and daughters. To those who are faithful in His service, mercy is promised, not merely or just to the third and fourth generation, but to thousands of generations. Well, I think the Bible says 8,000. That's a very long time. The tender mercies of God are unmeasured. That means God's mercies are really big. And those who appreciate the love of Christ will be renewed in true holiness and brought into Christ, their loving head. Living head. Thank you. What does appreciate mean? It means to be thankful for a gift and to use it wisely. They will be followers of God as dear children. Sons and Daughters of God, page 53. And first verse again. And showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Exodus 20, verse 6. Thank you for listening.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear Brother Dick. Next week, dear ones, we will continue with part 2 in our study entitled The Sabbath of our lesson book, Desire of Ages. If anyone of the dear family, mommy, daddy, little ones, would like to have closing prayer, bubble up.
If we could all bow our heads and kneel.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your precious name. Lord Jesus, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for keeping us safely through another week. Thank you for being loving, merciful, forgiving. Thank you for when we're losing our way, for you whispering a word in our ear, in our heart, dear Father God, so that we can remember your goodness and hold on to you for dear life, dear Father, I pray. I pray, Lord, that you be with each and every one of us that is here, those that are listening over the phone, those that are listening at a later time, and those that are not here with us. I pray that wherever they are, you bless them and keep them and guide them, dear Father God, and bring them back to your full accord, according to your perfect will. Forgive me for my sins and my iniquities and my shortcomings. I pray that you would be with us, not just in this service, but for the service to follow. Dear Father God, that you send your Holy Spirit to rest in each and one of our minds and our hearts and our ears so that we can get a spiritual understanding of all that is going to come. Thank you for all that you have done and all that you will continue to do in our lives according to your perfect will. In your Son Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So, dear ones, remember that next Sabbath, that will be August 1st, 2015, we will continue with part 2 in a new chapter 29 entitled The Sabbath. We would like to thank each and every one of the dear ones that participated in the reading, in this singing of songs, and we hope and pray that all of y'all will enjoy a family activity where the conversation could continue. And just remember, the one that created the earth and he designed nature in his beauty, his hands are not weary. The same way how he can create all things is the same God that we can come to him with all our troubles, for nothing is tiring for our Savior. So I pray that all of you all are being blessed, and may you all have a blessed rest of the day.